Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in, come in, come in. I'm always glad to have you here. A special welcome to the newcomers. And old comers, listen, you're my current comers, so I'm always happy to have you here. So, as you know, VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. Also short for the word vibration. And I'm always very conscious of the VIBE that you come into this room with. So I always ask the first question, what do you want? And the reason I ask that is so that straight away you are focused on what you want. It flicks you from a mode of complaint to a focus on what you want so that you can attract that into your life. Remember, what you focus on expands. And this is the place where you get to increase your VIBE. Yes, to turn your VIBE on. And today, I want to turn your VIBE on, turn your vibration up, increase your frequency, especially in those love relationships. So today, I'm going to share with you keys to a successful relationship, how to enhance your relationships. Yeah? And I'm talking about the romantic ones here. So I'm going to share 10 keys to enhancing your love relationship. Now, when we think about relationships, they're so important. They are the bedrock of our community and they give rise to, offspring who are going to look at you as an example, okay? They look at mommy and they look at daddy and their lives is a reflection of what they see. They're indoctrinated with what they see and we want to set a good role model for them. And that's why it's important for me to help people to achieve loving relationships so that children can take that in. And that's actually my driving focus. That's what actually drives me, that children can grow in a loving environment. So in romantic relationships, as with anything else, it's always the little things that count, isn't it? It's the little things that actually add up and make the sum picture. So just as a word or even that odd look can, you know, it can throw a couple into a quandary. It can cause arguments. And these things can be avoided, yes? When you can offer very small gestures in a relationship that seem insignificant, they can actually build up to enhance your love relationship, okay? So it could be something as just a small gift, you know, something that you purchase off Amazon that just represents love but brings a smile to the other person's face, yes? It could be a moment of physical touching, just physical contact that can really strengthen a relationship. And it's these little displays of interest and these little displays of affection that tie two people together. And it speaks so much more louder than words. Yes? So let's begin. Let's start sharing what I believe can enhance a relationship. So the first one is going to seem pretty obvious, and that is tell your partner that, hey, I love you, right? Very, very easy. And even though, you know, like words can speak more clearly than actions, 100%. When you can take a moment every now and then to actually verbalize how you feel to your partner, just a little, I love you, you know, or, you know, I find you so gorgeous, you know, you mean so much to me. It can go a huge way towards making your other half feel completely significant in your life. It takes a moment. And in that moment, you are instantly bonded, and it can really do wonders in securing and enhancing your relationship. So when was the last time that you said to your partner, I love you? As women, we especially need it. You know, we need, you know, that nurturing. It's funny because when you think about men, you don't often see men wanting their woman to say, I love you, I love you, I love you, right? But we're different creatures, aren't we? We love to hear, I love you, from the man that we're in love with. You know, men, they're just like, well, she told me that she loves me, so of course she loves me. But with women, as women, we like to hear those three words, I love you, okay? I suppose that's why we're prone to sweet words. We're just kind of built that way, aren't we? We like to hear ourselves referred to as baby or babe or darling or, you know. Yes, just show the affection. So talking about affection, these little acts of intimacy, you know, and it could be simple as, you know, just sitting on the settee, watching a movie, his arm is around you, or you're holding hands together, or your feet are, you know, in his lap. And I remember actually this, I really loved it, because I remember going out with a guy once, and it was actually four of us that had met for dinner. And throughout, you know, the whole meal, for the most of the time, when he was in conversation, he had one of his hands on my thigh. And I thought it was such a beautiful affectionate gesture, because it felt, made me feel like he was acknowledging me as his, and it's almost like a small act of possession as well, isn't it? And that even though I'm engaged in conversation with this guy across from me, I'm very much acknowledging it, that you're here with me. And I love that, you know? So little things like that, or, you know, walking down the street with your partner arm in arm, you know, or hand in hand, these little gestures can really convey a lot of love and affection for your partner and convey how you feel. And it's intimacy, isn't it? Sometimes it can be just that look, just that little bit longer in your partner's eye, so they can feel the warmth, feel the transparency from you. They say that the eyes are the windows to the soul. So show some affection in your relationships. Now, this one is huge. For goodness sake, show your partner that you appreciate them. Yes, appreciation is key. And you can let them know that on a regular basis, what it is you like most about them. What do you admire about that person? What makes you proud? You know, and these things, sometimes they're unspoken. You know, like, for example, Paul, somebody might have, say, green eyes. And everybody tells that person that they love green eyes, that they love their green eyes. But when you can hone in on something about that person which isn't that obvious, but yet that person knows that they possess that quality, and you're able to connect with them in this particular way, that you have acknowledged that particular quality, and you can speak it back to that person and tell them that you appreciate it, wow, that then fosters a greater connection, a greater building, yeah, a greater building of bonding between the both of you. Okay, so it's about encouraging and supporting each other growth, and appreciating your partner for the small things that they do. And I'm talking about, for example, if you've asked your partner, for example, to put a shelf up on the wall, and he's done it and it's a little bit wonky, instead of honing in and saying, wow, you did that wrong, look, it's not quite straight, appreciate him, okay? Because he's done it with the intention to please you, yes? So show appreciation. It's just like when you take time to perhaps make a meal. As a woman, maybe you've decided, you know what, I'm going to treat my man tonight. I'm going to try this new recipe. You know, we're at home, we're in lockdown, and there's different things that we can do. One of the things that some of my friends have been doing is they've been ordering, you know, those recipes that have the exact quantities in the box. So you literally put it together so you can explore something different. And so you create this meal and you want your partner to enjoy it. Imagine if he didn't take time to appreciate what you've done. You'd feel away, right? You wouldn't feel bonded. In fact, you might feel even rejected, like, wow, he hasn't even appreciated my efforts. So you can see what I'm getting to, can't you? Take time to appreciate your partner. Now, what about truly connecting with your partner in terms of your failures, what you perceive as failures, what you perceive as your fears, what you perceive as your dreams, your innermost desires? Now, the thing is, if these things are important to you, if it's what matters to you, do not feel afraid to share that with your partner. That's how you truly connect. Be sure to connect with that person more than you would with your friends. This is a special person in your life, so therefore you want them to have special access to your heart. Yes, that's why you've chosen them to be your partner. And yes, I'm not saying that you have to tell them everything. Of course, you have to have your own personal space. However, do not be afraid to share yourself. That is what a relationship is about. You're both in the same ship, having relations. Yes? So give yourself to your partner. Share yourself. And this links in nicely with being supportive of your partner. Okay? Being there when they need you. Now, there's things, for example, that happen in life. You know, your partner might be at work, they've had a really bad day, they come home, and, you know, they just want to kind of unload, right? And sometimes their attitude might not be that great, okay? Or an incident's happened on the way home, and perhaps, you know, they're just feeling really disgruntled. I'm not saying to allow yourself to suck up this energy, because, you know, I'm always talking about energy. And energy is important. But what I'm saying is, as a woman, recognize when this has taken place and be a comfort, be a safe haven, a comfort for that man when he comes into your space. Yes? And allow him to be in his cave. You don't have to be a doormat for this person. Yes? However, and I'm also saying that you don't have to take absolutely not any type of physical or verbal abuse of any kind. But I want you to be that safe haven for him. Be that voice of calm and reason. You lead with your energy. Okay? When disaster, you know, or you know, disruption, chaos raises its ugly head. You know, that's what a relationship is about. It's about the good and the bad, accepting that person for who they are in their entirety. So listen to what's on your partner's mind. Sometimes, you know, often with a man, he's not looking for a solution, okay? Sometimes it helps, especially as women. Often we speak to our man, right? And we're not necessarily looking for a solution. We just want him to hear. So communicate to your guy, look, I just want a hair out moment. Yeah, it's going to take half an hour. I need half an hour of your time. And you can share with him. But you will know the pattern of your guy. But and just be there for him and allow him to process it in his own way. Okay. You can offer your assistance, but if he doesn't want to take it, that's fine. Let him relax in his cave. He'll be back soon. So, you know, just be available to him. Now, I spoke earlier about, you know, going on Amazon perhaps and finding some little gifts for your partner, you know. Now, physical gifts, whether it's flowers or chocolates or, you know, taking your partner out for that meal, you know, or even a picnic. It's lockdown, right? The weather's starting to change. Or something that you know your partner likes. It could be something as simple as, you know, they like that this particular bottle of wine or that packet of crisps. Yes, it doesn't have to be big. It can be so small. Something that you know that when you give it to that person, it makes them feel gooey inside. And often, you know, when you've hit the spot, when you can hear your woman say, oh yeah, or when you can see the man, you can see in his eyes when you give it to him. It doesn't have to be massive. It can just be a little trinket of some kind, a little love trinket. It could be as simple as a little note that you've left for them, you know, somewhere in the house. You know, they're going to work, they go in their pocket to pull out their keys, and there's a little note from you just saying, I love you, baby, you know. And it's something that's unpredictable. Yes. So again, it's just, you know, reminding that person, listen, you're on my mind, you know, you're on my mind. Even when you're not around me, I am thinking of you, baby. It could just be a text message that you text somebody throughout the day. You just text him, you text her, and it could just be simple as, I'm thinking of you, babe. That's it. You know, love you. Dot, dot, dot. Love you. You know? Or it could be a little sexy text that you send him. You say, do you remember that night? You know, I feel dot, 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 dot. Okay? Something that brings imagery to that person's mind and evokes emotion in them. Okay? So, maybe I've got you thinking, what text am I going to send today? Because, you know, think about it. Feminine energy is all about feeling energy. And I'd just like to touch on that for a moment. You can enhance your relationship absolutely by communicating as a woman in a feminine way, okay? And that's communicating your feelings. When you can open up your heart and connect with another person by sharing how you feel. Yes, I've mentioned sharing the words, I love you, but when you can demonstrate it in words, like, for example, something might have happened to you that day, and something could have caused you to laugh hysterically. You can share that with that individual. You could say, describe the scene, be illustrative with your words, and describe how you felt. You know, you felt like this little mirth inside of you, like bubbles inside of your belly just floating up and just wanting to express itself outside of your mouth. And, you know, you just felt so, you know, enamored by it all. Use your words to illustrate, bringing your partner into the story, into your world. And believe me, they will appreciate it so much. When a person can connect with your heart, okay, that is one way of 100% enhancing your relationship. So, what else is there? Okay, so let's talk about expectations. Yes? Now, you've got to realize that your person in your life is a human being. Yes? He's a human being. She's a human being with their faults, you know, as well as what you perceive as the blessings. You know, this is a real life person. And, you know, as people, we come preloaded with all these different aspects of our personality. But it's really important to realize what your partner's quirky attributes are, because that is what makes them who they are. And you have to decide whether you're going to accept it or not. But the fact that you're in a relationship would, you know, would deem that you've accepted that person for who they are. It's not your intention to change them. And so every one of us, we have got our weaknesses. We've got our deeper, should I say, insecurities. And we also have things that trigger that in us. Sometimes we can't even explain it ourselves why that makes us feel a particular way. So be aware of what this is with your partner as you get to know that person. Find out, well, you know, why does it, when I say this, it makes you feel this way? Notice their patterns. Yes? And when you communicate with that person, you're not doing it in a way to highlight what you see as their weakness or, you know, a horrible part of their personality. You're speaking to communicate in a way where you want to seek understanding of that person. Yes? And when they can tell you, for example, why they behave in a particular way, it helps you to accept that person because you know where that side of them is coming from. And so when you're with your person, come again with that place that you're a safe haven. Be graceful in the way that you deal with them. That is feminine energy. And that person, think about it, whoever is around you, if they feel comfortable in your presence, they will always want to come round again. Yeah, makes sense? So another way to enhance your relationship is to have alone time. Have alone time with your partner. You see, the thing is, it doesn't matter how busy your lives are. You know, a lot of people, they, you know, when they first meet, they go out, they're having meals together, they're doing fun things together, then the kids come along and then they get caught up and swept up with, you know, the daily running of things. And often they can lose connection with their partner. However, when you can make alone time a significant part of your relationship, in other words, you prioritize it as being especially important, then you will see a deeper connection between you and your partner. Yes? So commit to making at least once a week a designated time, or a week away on holiday, where you can share experiences with one another and travel and or go to the play or the theater and just relish in each other's company. Don't lose sight of that. And I know it's easier said than done. Of course it is. But make it a priority in your life. Now, this one, it kind of ties in with appreciation. Yes? And it's a big one, because often complacency can set in, and you find yourself actually taking your partner for granted. You take, you know, for granted the wonderful person they are. You take for granted all that they do. In fact, that person can be so great in accommodating your needs that you actually take it as a given. And when you start to do that, you take what that person is doing for you as a given. Sometimes you can actually get to a point then where you actually fail to appreciate that person. They didn't have to do that, you know, if they didn't want to, but yet they've chosen to, you see. So you have to have that balance of things. Never let a person take you for granted. And so every day, just cultivate this attitude of gratitude for life, much less your partner. Yes? look at this person as a blessing in your life. And the more that you find in this person to be grateful for, God's universe says, your wish is my command. I read your feelings. I feel the vibrations you're sending out to me. I'm going to give you more reason to feel that way. And that person will feel your vibe. They will feel that you take them seriously, that you appreciate them, that you do not take them for granted. So remember that if you're in a happy relationship, your partner is doing things for you that just count. If you were to count it every day, they would go into the hundreds. They're doing things for you every day to make the relationship harmonious. Yes, because it's not about just you and you. You're not in isolation anymore. You're doing things to further the harmony of the relationship, to make it work. It's a separate entity. So don't take your partner for granted. You know, a relationship is work. It is work. And, you know, the moment that you stop working at it, it slides away. You know, like a plant needs to be watered, doesn't it, in order for it to grow. The moment that you stop watering your garden, the moment that you stop, you know, just from putting life, praying life over your relationship, it's going to slide away from you. So it is very important. What you water doesn't grow. Just remember that, you know. And another one, which, again, I suppose it's pretty, pretty obvious. Your sexual relationship. You know, I could have said that as number one. But hey, look, as women and men with their testosterone, they have their needs, right? And, you know, having a sexual relationship, a healthy such sexual relationship with your partner is such a beautiful way of expressing your love with one another, of having both of your needs met through caressing and affection, and of course procreation. But it's a beautiful way of expressing love. So how much lovemaking are you engaging in? Okay, was it 2 months ago, 4 months ago, a year ago? Come on. Yes, it's the most beautiful way of expressing love, tenderness, affection for your partner. Yeah, so get out that baby oil. You know, have that massage, take your time. Do I need to say anything more? Okay, well, so, and the last but not least is, the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself, doesn't it? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. In other words, do to your partner what you would have done to you. Okay? So be mindful of how you're sharing yourself with that person. Be mindful of things that you're doing together. Be mindful of how you're, if you're cohabitating, how you're actually sharing the duties around the house. You know, we've gone beyond this is a woman's job and that's a man's job. It's both for the harmony of a relationship, okay? Some men love being cooks and being in the kitchen. You know, gone are the days where men do not cook and only women cook, okay? So what I'm saying here is be fair, you know. Yeah, fair division of the chores around the home. And don't feel entitled. I think when a person feels entitled to this in a relationship, you're going down a very slippery slope. Okay? So don't make demands of that person. You're supposed to do this. No. You know, we were made to complement one another. Okay? And to love one another and to serve one another. You're serving the harmony and the love of the relationship. You were created in the image of the Most High. The word tells us that God is love. You are love. And so love your partner as you rightly so should love yourself. So these are the keys that I've shared in how you can enhance a loving romantic relationship. And I hope that this has added value to you beautiful listeners. So now, if you want to hear more from me, if you want a coaching session so that I can just examine your vibe, why are you repelling certain types of men? You know, why are you repelling certain opportunities? Why are you not manifesting what you want in your life? Then reach out.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.